Could you tell me a little bit about what you've written?
Sure. I started writing poetry in like junior high school when everybody writes poetry and it's all really bad.
Right. Understandable.
But so I started off writing poetry, and then in high school, still some poetry. Had my first kind of creative writing class where our teacher wanted us to write something of a kind of a longer form. Mm-hmm. So I tried my first short story, and it was a stretch, kind of working on those muscles, because poems and my poetry was initially very kind of spoken word or performance based. So I didn't have to worry very much about what it looked like on paper, because I was going to be doing the delivery. So I knew when to pause and when to stop and all that sort of thing. So writing short stories had the effect of making me focus on all those details, because I needed people to be able to read it the same way as I would.
Right.
So poetry in high school, and then in college I was an English major, and which was kind of more literature based, literary theory based, and still did a lot of the writing sort of on my own. And then when I was a senior in college, Hallmark came to my campus and did like this workshop thing, and I went to the workshop, and it was cool enough. So I was encouraged to apply, and I applied for a writer position. And about halfway through my application process, they asked me if I was interested in editing. So I said sure. One thing led to another, and I ended up in Kansas City. But I wanted to go back to school. I wasn't done writing. I knew I wanted to do some more stuff. And then UMKC established this MFA in creative writing and media arts. And I needed to be someplace close, because I needed to keep working, but I wanted to go back to school. So I went, I applied and got in at UMKC, and then did a concentration in poetry and a secondary concentration in playwriting. So in between that and working, I've kind of started to send out poems to journals for publication, and the playwriting thing was just like really unexpected, like exciting but unexpected. I like theater and I like movies, but I didn't know if I could write it. So I tried it and I liked it a lot, and then had something produced here in Kansas City, and then submitted a short play and had that done in DC, and then I did the Fringe Festival last year, which was a lot of fun. So I'm kind of just trying to keep those things in the air now, kind of keep writing poetry and keep writing plays. And
that's so cool, yeah.
See what happens.
So what genre do you think that you write the most of?
I've been writing poetry longer, and that's still where I feel the most comfortable. But when I do write plays, it's really exciting, because there's so many other people that have to be involved, not in the writing part, but like if you ever actually want to produce it or see it on stage, then there's like all these other people who get involved, and finding actors and finding a director and seeing if the same thing that you saw in the work is what they see. And the first time I produced a play, or had a play produced, it was just like a little short 10-minute thing. But the more the director and the actors worked with it, the more they found stuff in my writing that I didn't notice that I put there, which is really, really exciting. And the same thing sort of happens in workshop too, when I would take a poem into a workshop for a class. People might see things or draw conclusions or put things together that I hadn't deliberately put there, but I guess I had put there. Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
So what do you write outside of school? Do you do much writing outside of school, or is it kind of crazy to do that right now?
I definitely do a lot of writing. Mm-hmm. It was, I've always wanted to be a writer since I was in elementary school, But the problem was, from elementary to middle school, I wanted to write, but I didn't. And then I was like, okay, New Year's resolution, I'm going to write every day. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I was...
Oh, bless you. That's amazing. I still can't get myself to write every day. That's awesome.
I skipped, of course. Right. But at first, I wasn't very good, and I was like, oh, no, this isn't going to, you know, work. But I kept doing it, because mm-hmm. that's... I also draw it too, and that's how I felt whenever I draw. I was like, oh no, this is, oh my god. But then I kept at it, uh-huh. and so it was like this, I kept at it, and you know, I did that, and then I was like, okay, what do I want to do? And I've always liked stories, so, and I had all these stories in my mind, so I was like, okay, I'm going to start writing some stories. I did that, and then just this last summer, I was like, okay, I'm going to write a book. Okay, I went this summer, and it was really hard, but I didn't really have anything to do, because last summer I didn't have a job or anything, mm-hmm. so I had all that time to do that, which is, you know, I was really lucky for that, because most people don't. So I sat down, and I did it, and it was, and I did it, and then, you know, looking back at it, I was like, okay, this isn't good, but I'm going to keep doing it, and then I did NaNoWriMo, too. This November, too, because I wanted. Mm-hmm. I had another story that I was working on, too, and then I did that.
So you have two novels under your belt now. That is amazing.
And right now in school it's busy, but I'm trying to plot out mm-hmm. a third one so that maybe I can do another thing this summer, too. Cool. But that's probably going to be more difficult, but I'm just trying to get better at it mm-hmm. so that I can, you know, have something that I can maybe publish someday.
So fiction is your kind mm-hmm. of your forte, kind of like where you want to focus, like long form fiction too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Definitely.
What do you read? What genres do you read?
I like just I can do any work of fiction as long as it has a really good story.
Okay.
I love books that are, you know, original mm-hmm. that I really love plot twists, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, it's just because, what was it? I don't know. It's just there was something about plot twists. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. And then it was.
So what was the last thing that you read that you can think of that that did that for mm-hmm. you?
Oh, let me think. I just finished reading this book, and it's called The Masked Empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantasy book, and it's basically where it follows the story of this queen of this fake country, and mm-hmm. there's this guy, and he's trying to overtake her, and it's basically all about how she's trying to keep her throne while this guy's trying to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one character in there, and he's kind of like the mentor to one of the other characters, and it's all, he's like an elf because it's all fantasy-based, mm-hmm. but basically he's going through this entire thing, and you know that he's powerful and he's kind of mysterious, but he's always been working for these people. And they have a set of gods in this world, and mm-hmm. there's this one god that he always mentions, which is, like, the trickster god and everything.
Okay.
And then, like, at the last chapter of the last thing, his name is, like, Felisan, because, you know, he's an elf. And he's, like, you know, deep in the woods, the creature they called Felisan, and I'm sitting here, like, what? What do you mean called? And it goes through this entire process where basically it reveals that he is that
he's
trickster
the creature.
God. Yeah, and I was just, I freaked out.
Nice. So when you read, do you find yourself, and I ask this because when I was in school, the professors would encourage that you were kind of doing two things when you were reading. You were reading, to enjoy it, of course,
right.
but if you were reading in the genre that you wanted to write in, you were also kind of learning. Like there was kind of this
right.
subconscious checklist going on of like, okay, I like this thing
mm-hmm.
that they did there. I'm going to try that. Or like, this is not this is not effective, and I'll remember not to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find yourself sort of keeping in mind other writers or other books that you've read when you're writing?
Definitely. Since I've been trying to get better at this craft,
mm-hmm.
I've found myself a lot more critical. So it sometimes is kind of depressing. So I'm like, oh, I see everything that's so wrong with this. And I used to love this
book. Used to just enjoy it, right?
Uh-huh. But
yeah.
then whenever I find things that are good, I can genuinely say, wow, this is really good. They're really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So what's your process? Are you still trying to like write a little bit every day? Do you have a place that you go to? Do you start off long form, or do you go straight to like a computer or a laptop, or how do you?
I'm definitely trying to work with my process, because right now at this point I still don't know what works for me yet.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like I've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to make interweaving stories, so it's like a lot of characters, so that's kind of complex. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find ways to do that too. I don't know whether I should start with the characters or start with the plot.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what I do when I'm trying to figure it out is I go on my laptop and I'm like, okay. And there's these prompts online, and I find a, you know, like a writing prompt, like, I can't think of one. But it's kind of maybe like a word that someone says or
okay.
a line of dialogue, and I do that. And then I just kind of write and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try and find stuff in there, like, try and flesh out the characters and sculpt them and stuff. But then also I'll, you know, try and write down my plot and stuff. But whenever I'm writing, usually it's whenever I wake up. At the summer, I would go, you know, get breakfast, and then I'd sit down and I'd start typing.
Just start, okay.
Uh-huh. But it's, what happened, I have this program, and it's basically where it, it's like a blank screen, so there's no bottom bar, there's no way for me really to see, you know.
Don't know how long you've been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't put the timer on there or anything, and I just do it, and I don't know, I wasn't good at writing long at first. Mm-hmm. I'd get like 100 words and I'd be like, I bet it were like 10,000 words, and then I'd look and I'd see it, and it was that. But yeah, it's just a lot of times I'm like, I wonder how many words I get, but I try and stop myself from looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And just go scene by scene instead of word count. But yeah, so I just I have a structure and then I write it.
Have you tried publishing anything yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I want to someday, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm not confident enough in my work. I haven't even really shown it to anyone.
Okay.
I just, you know, I have Brittany, my friend. She's mm-hmm. like, you need to go into the print press and publish it so that I can read it. not yet.
Well, I mean, or even just to have, because you have these two novels that you've completed, right? Like, mm-hmm. even to just have hard copies of those.
Right.
Even if it's just for yourself, right? So I think that would be really, really cool. I when I finished my thesis, I had to upload it to the university library, and they gave me this option of like, do you want any hard copies of this thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, well, my parents will probably want. So I got copies for them, and then when it came in the mail, I was like, wow. You know, it's really cool to see this thing that you've worked so hard on. And even, you know, even if you never open it up again, right, to just get your hands used to that weight, like get yourself used to the idea that this could be life for you. Like, this could be very, yeah, you know, I'm waiting for my book in the mail, because why not,
right?
Like, why not?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, even if you don't want to share them, I would definitely encourage you to even just get a copy done for yourself.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Just to, and then you can have, you know, your books on the shelf right next to your favorite.
Oh, it's that one. Oh, it's just my novel.
Right, you know, up this old thing. That would be really cool, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, definitely.
So are you writing any other genres? Do you write any other genres just to, like, as exercise, I guess?
I haven't tried that yet, no. I've just been doing that for now.
Okay. Because I would encourage you to try, even if it makes you uncomfortable, well, because it makes you uncomfortable, actually, for two reasons. One is that you have to think a little bit differently to write in the other genres. And then for two, when you come back to writing your long-form fiction,
mm-hmm.
You'll be a little bit more relaxed because you'll feel more comfortable with it. And then, at least I found that when I was writing something different, I always had something to bring back to the poetry for me. When I was taking a fiction writing, there was like kind of almost the journalistic approach of kind of the who, what, where, when, how, that. And it's those are not the things that I typically thought about in poetry, but but I came to recognize poetry as a story too. It's a much shorter one, but you end up creating this world in the same way that you do when you write long form, except you have to condense it, like you have to figure it out in a much shorter space. Mm-hmm. So what that does is it heightens your language. You don't have as much time. The reader doesn't give you as much attention. So you've got to kind of pull them in quick. And that would be a good muscle to exercise for long form fiction as well, because you have to grab them in the first couple of pages before they decide that they're going to take this journey with you for however many more pages. So and then those would be things that you could, even for the kind of just the experience of what is it like to kind of prep something for publication? What is it like to, and it can be kind of hard copy, like print journals, but it could also be like websites or kind of online magazines or zines that you frequent, the ones that already are that you're a fan of, that you read sort of regularly. See what their submission process is like, because even if you are not ready to like submit a full novel, you would kind of again sort of exercise those muscles of what it's like to format your stuff, and this is what it's like to write a query letter, and just because that still gives me trouble. I'm like, I don't know what to say in the cover letter. Here is my thing. Like,
yes.
I hope you like it. But even just the sort of practice of figuring out sort of that introductory fluff stuff of this is who I am and this is what I've written and, you know, hope to hear from you soon, or I read your last issue of blank. Like all of this sort of, it's weird because it doesn't feel like it's like the meat and potatoes of the writing part of it, but it is the communication that we have to have between ourselves and potential publishers or potential editors. So just to even sort of get in practice for that sort of thing.
Cool.
And then, you know, even if it's like a opinion piece or like a creative nonfiction sort of essay, like a publication is a publication, and then it's honestly, and then it's under your belt, and then you have something to say in that cover letter, right? My previous work was published in whatever. And it's how you start to have a name or sort of cultivate yourself as author, yourself as writer.
Right.
And you know, if one of my teachers told us, you know, they don't ask you how old you are, so you don't have to volunteer that information. Oh, I'm a senior in high school, and no, why? Because I didn't want, she was the same thing when she was like, don't tell them, oh, I'm in an MFA program, or like that I'm still a student, because for better or for worse, like people have associations with that, and so on the one hand, it could be like, oh, here's this student, kind of like this raw talent, which is really exciting. The other end of that, I think, could be, I don't know if this person has had as much experience or what have you. But, it just gives you kind of an opportunity to present your, kind of frame yourself up the way that you want to be perceived as a writer. And
nice. So in your experience, how do you think the publishing industry has changed between, you know, the time that you started in now?
Greeting cards is a very kind of narrow, a very particular sort of sub-genre in larger publishing. But I think there are things that we see there that are true of publishing across the board. And that is just the concern about like print, right? Things being in print and people are going to stop buying books. And I have friends who are journalists as well. So like when I was studying English and she was studying journalism, and like, we had to consider,
right,
like convince ourselves to go forward, because every other day it was like, the sky is falling, right? This magazine is shutting down, and this magazine, and these publishing houses are collapsing, and nobody's going to want books anymore. And it just doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like that. We have e-readers, which are wonderful, but I've met enough people who still talk about how they love the weight of an actual book in their hands, and they need pages and the smell and all these weird kind of esoteric things. But it seems to be, I think, maybe right-sizing itself. People just have more ways to get to books. And one of the most interesting things, I think, especially with the kind of advent of digital journals and publishing, is self-publishing. Mm-hmm. Which at first seems like, my initial concern with self-publishing is that there were like no guardrails, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like people who just want to write books and don't want to get feedback, don't want to work with an editor, uh-huh. like do not want to hear that there's room for improvement at all. Like this was my initial concern. People can go out and just publish whatever gibberish they want. But now we have self-published authors making bestseller lists and self-published authors with books that are being optioned to be turned into film scripts. Like, so I think it is in that way very encouraging mm-hmm. for writers, because you can make the project your own, and you don't have to necessarily work the room or kind of figure out kind of the big houses and all of that sort of thing, if it's really just about how much you love to write and how much you want to share your writing with others. You can do that on your own. So that's really exciting.
That was, I was also going to ask you how you felt about how many people are, you know, saying that the print industry is dying, you know?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. And granted, like, I'm still like youngish, so I don't know, I mean, I know that the decline has been for some time now, but the kind of the powerhouses of print, I think there are some magazines that we're just never going to lose. There are newspapers that are just never going to go away. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it might be, maybe there's less middle ground. It seems like the publishing industry is still very much, is really healthy in the extremes. So, the you know, your Random Houses and your Knopfs, like, they're fine. And they're going to be fine. And then your tiny startups, like your like indie literary magazines and things that are only a couple of years old, I think they're going to be fine too. Because a lot of them, well, because they don't have a lot of overhead to begin with. And then a lot of them aren't bothering with hard copy journals or issues. A lot of them are going straight to kind of digital publishing, which if that's who their readership is, if they're looking for kind of a younger reader, kind of very literary but also sort of hip, and not really interested in, you know, what they perceive as kind of the waste of paper, then I think they're going to be okay too. I think it's maybe, it might be a little more precarious for anybody who's kind of in that mid-range size. They're too established to be considered like up and coming, which is has its own appeal, but they're not big enough to kind of run with the Random Houses of the world. Mm-hmm. So
right, yeah.
I guess if you can find your way in one of those two extremes.
And I know that you got a college degree in English, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your personal opinion? I've heard a lot of people say, because, you know, I want to be a creative writer,
mm-hmm.
and some people are telling me, don't go to college, it's not worth it, it's mm-hmm. just going to waste your money, and then other people are saying, well, you should probably go, because if that's what you want to do, then mm-hmm. do it. So what's your opinion on that scale?
Okay, so here's my thing with college, right? For undergrad, it wasn't really an option, right? My dad was like, so, not if you're going to college, but when are you going to college? So it didn't, right, so I didn't really feel like that was too much an option. And so I kind of did a thing that was, felt a little bit oddball at the time. I studied the thing that I loved the most, while everybody else was, you know, pre-med and pre-law and whatever. I studied English because I wanted to study English. And, while I do think that there's plenty that we can learn on our own from just reading lots of authors and reading writers, and there's so many there's so much information on internet libraries everywhere to kind of improve your craft. What you get by going to college, I think, is you get this community, you get this environment, you meet other people who are driven to be writers, mm-hmm. and you can create this community, these peers and these colleagues, and you, and none of you know where any of you is going to end up, right? So you could be meeting really amazing people, and they're meeting really amazing you, and then you have these connections that you can just hold on to, and really encourage each other and support each other. And college campuses bring in really interested, well-moneyed parties, right? So that's honestly, that's another really great benefit of going to school, I think, besides kind of the experience of it and meeting other people who want to study what you want to study. And in my experience, I went to a liberal arts school, so my major was English, but I spent some time with art, and I spent some time with kind of the social sciences, and so it kind of, it gives you this fuller sort of knowledge base, which as a writer, I think is always going to be important, because who knows what you're going to end up writing about or what you'll even be interested mm-hmm. in writing about. So I think that's a long way of saying, I think college is worth it. I think colleges that will offer you scholarships are even more worth it. But yeah, like there are connections that you can make, like people you can meet, whether from like lecture series or like conferences that are co-sponsored by the college. There are a lot of things that happen on college campuses and in the college environment that, and I really don't like this word, so please forgive me for using it, are good for networking. Mm. But it's in that way, I think it's totally worthwhile, because it taps you in this really great way. Mm-hmm. People who come to college campuses to give talks or visiting professors, artists in residence, that sort of thing. Those are things that that anybody who's not kind of connected to a university environment mm-hmm. don't have access to. Like, how would you ever find that out? Mm-hmm. So in that way, I think it's great.
I was wondering, what are your personal favorite and least favorite parts about writing something?
Okay, so I think my least favorite part now, it used to be the editing. That's not true anymore. Mm-hmm. My least favorite part now is getting started.
which
is just such like a big open sort of answer, I know. But like mm-hmm. really just, but my favorite part is everything else. it's the only thing that I find myself like. No, I like workshop with other writers and stuff, but it's the only thing that I can be up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and exhausted and ready to go to sleep, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't stop. So I think editing is one of my favorite things now, to kind of just going back over it and poring over it. Every single line, is that the word that I meant? You know, kind of like that saying of like, the writing is like putting a comma in and coming back an hour later and taking the comma out. So my favorite parts are very much the editing and just that rhythm, like that flow when it happens, when you can force yourself to sit down. You know what uh-huh. that's like, when you can force yourself to sit down and no, I don't need another cup of coffee. No, I already checked the mail. No, I don't need to water the plants. Like, no. But when you whatever that thing is that happens, wherever it comes from, when you sort of start to feel like you're being led by it, nothing like it.
Totally
love
agree.
It. Love mm-hmm. it, love it.
With both parts, because whenever you start, you just, I find myself, you know, typing a couple words and I'm like, no, I don't.
Right.
And then I erase it.
Mm-hmm. And I have to try to remind myself, like, I think instead of, I don't have that program where you don't, where you can't have the page breaks, but what I like fight against kind of going back and rereading, because I'm terrible about that. I'll go back to thing and reread, and then I'm reworking a part, like the beginning before I've gotten to the ending of it.
Right.
But, yeah, so, love the revising. I love doing it when I get into it. I hate getting stuck in it. But deadlines help with that, because that was another reason I wanted to go back to school, because it was, I was having trouble making myself accountable. So it's like, well, I guess I could write again tomorrow, or I could write this weekend. But once I was in class and I had a story due at the end of the week, then guess what? Yeah. Then I'm really not going to water the plants, and I'm really not going to have another cup of coffee, and I'm going to get it done. And deadlines help me anyway.